Welcome to Flipper Talks, a family law podcast. We are Flipper, the Family Law Practitioners Association of Queensland. Family law is a wonderfully rewarding career, but is not without its challenges. Join us as we explore the issues that impact on the practice and well-being of family law practitioners. We hope our episodes will not only inform and inspire you, but encourage you to reach your potential. Enjoy this episode.
So Lily, this is your first family law retreat. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about the family law retreat?
I think it's great. I'm loving meeting everyone. So many new people that I haven't met before. Loving the keynote speakers, all of that. I feel like I'm learning so much. It's awesome.
And you were just sharing with me that your favourite session we're on Friday so far has been the family report session. What was your one takeaway that you took from that session?
Probably, obviously, the different personalities of, parents and children, but even just having protections for actual family report writers. I thought that was really interesting, never something I'd thought about. So obviously we need to do more in protecting them from, disgruntled people, I guess.
Thank you. We're back at the Sheridan.
Yes.
And definitely know this hasn't been your first retreat.
No, not my first rodeo.
So what brings you to the retreat year after year?
The connections, the people and the content. So Flipper put on amazing content, which I love, and it's all good to put our CPDs in together, but also about the connections. We don't get to often see a lot of people anymore. Courts are all online and things like that. So that's always a good thing. So it's always good to catch up, like yourself.
Yes. We have known each other for a long time.
This is our annual get-together.
I was going to say, we've been colleagues and we've been to retreats. Back at Royal Pines is the one I'm thinking of.
Yes,
that was a little while ago when it was a Flipper and QLS combination. Yeah. But now
the good old days. Flipper though. This is a cracker spot. Yeah. This is an absolute cracker spot.
We've got 654 delegates here.
That's not surprising though. That's not surprising.
Will we see you on the dance floor tonight?
Oh, probably not, but then again, probably. Let's be honest.
I think I just love that we can all get together. So I like the little social interactions we can have in between the learnings. The welcome drinks last night, the ability to kind of gather in little groups and have those social interactions, I think, are really important aside from the learning that we're all coming to do.
Have you ever Flipper podcast?
I have.
And what's your favourite episode?
Oh, Amy.
It's the one with Margie Cassidy, isn't it? The one I did.
Oh, actually, yes. That was a really, really good one. Margie's was good. And there's been some other good ones and I'm not going to remember what they are now, but yes.
And you've been to many retreats.
I have.
And we're back at the Sheridan.
Yes, I love the Sheridan.
And we've got quite a few delegates here this year.
How many?
654 delegates.
I heard there was over 600 and I was like, wow, that's a lot.
We've come bigger, better, but still the connections we're able to have with people.
Oh, I love the retreats. It's a great chance to see people. Sometimes you might only see people at the retreat, so I always like to come for that aspect of it as well. But be go and meet people. You should actually make a point of meeting people, whether you've got matters with them, to meet them in real life and have a conversation changes the way that those matters run, because it's a human face rather than a letter.
I think as we know, clients will come and go.
Yes.
But we've both been practitioners that have known each other a long time. I agree. The absolute ability to, have that connection through a social event, at a Flipper conference, at a Flipper event.
Collegiate relationships always last.
Always.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to give you a big hug. So, welcome to the Flipper Retreat. I'm going to make a broad assumption. Is this your first one?
Yes, definitely.
And what are you loving about the retreat this year?
I think just everyone here, sort of meeting everyone sort of in the field, and it's a lot of fun, to be honest, the social events.
So, will we see you on the D floor tonight?
Oh. We will see.
We'll see how many beers we've had. And one of our initiatives that we've really started at Flipper in the last couple of years has been the Flipper podcast. Have you listened to any of our episodes?
I was a guest, so I listened to that episode just to check, sanity check it. But otherwise, I always listen. I love them.
Yeah. And besides your own episode, talking about, I do recall now, your episode insofar as with Jack, and so you were talking about different ways of firms, of bigger firms and smaller firms and the pros and cons of that. What other episodes have you enjoyed?
I think well, from the top of my mind, I can't recall one exactly, but I like that there's all different types of people on the podcast. So you'll have, I think it was Justice Brash, but then there's an associate the next week, the next however often they come out. So you're always getting a wide variety. So I can't really pin my finger on one, but they're always different, which is good.
And we're nearly finishing up for the first day. What's been the highlight so far of the sessions that you've attended?
I think I agree with you. I mean, even just getting everybody together and being able to hear different points of view and I don't know. I mean, I even just enjoyed the welcome from Justice Ostergren. I think it's always interesting hearing about the increase in the demand from our registries and the filing numbers increasing with the court and just understanding our industry more broadly every year. So I really enjoyed that.
I got a bit teary hearing him share about, oh, the dog and just, oh.
Big lover of Leo.
Big lover. Yeah. Leo seems to have RDOs on Wednesdays. I've learned from experience when I've tried to get Leo in for my clients, but it's been such a pleasure being in court and just seeing him walk around. He really does have a presence, doesn't he?
He does, but I also feel it was nice to hear that because I've never seen the effect other than loving watching him in the hallway. So yeah. It was good to hear that he's obviously doing his job really well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he is. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Jeff, so we were talking about how many times that you have been to a Flipper conference because we've had a few over the years. So talk me back to your first one.
So the number is a bit rubbery, but it's 21 to 22, I think, conferences. So I used to be a shareholder of Taylor Byrne Valuers, which was a Queensland regional-based firm, and I used to come down here from Cairns where I was based. And sit here on my own and try and promote Taylor Byrne. We were bought out 5 years ago, and since then we've had the benefit of having a wonderful marketing team behind us. And now we think we've got the best stall in the conferences. Hmm.
And I have just myself been to collect some goodies. Did you want to share what we've got coming this year?
So this year, no surprises, gin. So the gin is fantastic. It's in reusable flasks. A little inside word is it's the last year that we've been able to get these reusable flasks. So they are going to become collectible items. We've got socks. There are various varieties. We'll take feedback on socks for next year because they seem to be really, really well accepted.
That's the one I went with. I went with the avocado socks.
So it's the avocado socks is the dark horse. Yeah. And so we need to get more of those. And then we've got our bags, our Hessian bags, which are really terrific. So instead of having six different things, we've only got three and we've got lots of them.
Yeah. And what brings you back to be one of our sponsors at Flipper Retreat each year?
We love family lawyers. It's just the vibe. It's just fantastic. We get a lot of bang for our buck. It's very good for our business. Business is booming because of Flipper, the brand. And it gets allows lawyers to meet the actual valuers that are doing the valuations. And time and time again, when they come up to the stand, they'll mention cases that we've been involved with. And it's really, really good to have that face-to-face. So, yeah. It's wonderful, and please, can we continue? It's amazing, and Kate and the team are brilliant in their organisation of it. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. Hi, Emery. Thank you for coming along to the Flipper Retreat this year. I've been asking people. We're obviously back at our venue. Can you think of some great memories of what we've had over the years?
Thanks, Abby. It's lovely to be here. Coming back particularly to here is really, really lovely. It's such an incredibly beautiful location, and I think that fresh air and getting your sand between your toes really actually helps you think. I think the smaller space is also really lovely and intimate, and you really can't avoid bumping into people and having a conversation. But it does remind me about how far Flipper's come since I was on the board and what amazing things it does and the quality of the speakers and the camaraderie that hasn't changed.
If you can believe it, we have 654 delegates here this year. I think this is going to be just an amazing year. What topic are you looking most forward to hearing over the next 2 days?
I can absolutely believe those numbers. It is absolutely fantastic. And one of the things that became clear to me when I was at the court is that Flipper in Queensland is truly a unique organisation, content-wise, but also just the sense of building the community amongst practitioners, which is so important in the work that we do. I'm actually really interested in Jen McIntosh's session. I think that will be really helpful for practitioners to hear about. I think not just because I'm chairing it, but Cara Best's latest and greatest session will also be really important. And one of the things that we're looking forward to doing, Judge Best and I, is trying to infuse the what you need to know about the cases in your non-litigation practice and how that informs everything you do.
And if you could think of something that Flipper can do better, this is probably won't come into the things, but more, I guess, what we can be doing and how we can grow as a brand.
I think that one of the things that's so great about Flipper, as I said, is that camaraderie. But I think it can be tricky for younger practitioners to find their way through that. So I think all of the young practitioner events that are happening now that didn't used to happen, say, 5-10 years ago, are really helpful. I think the other thing I was talking to some young practitioners about last night is you can leave a conference like this feeling a bit bamboozled by how much you don't know because you've had so many sessions that are really thought-provoking and great. So that idea of how you distill the learnings into your practice when you go back to work on Monday and you're so busy and you've heard all these great things. So the way that you bridge that, the theory into the delivery, I think is something would be great for Flipper to tackle.
Yeah. Thank you. That's really helpful.
Great.
Yeah.
Good.
So, Sarah, I think you might have won the most popular takeaway from the retreat. I have to say, I think I grabbed the first one. I said hi, the bin chicken hat. It's a winner for sure.
And it was unexpected winner. I had an idea. I was onto something because I'm very current and modern. But, yeah, it's a winner.
It is.
Sold out.
That's it. You've packed up for the day. So you've been an exhibitor at the last few retreats and always the great goodies. What brings you back to the retreat year after year?
So I really believe in these retreats. I've been going to them since, I think the first time I went to was at Twin Waters, which was maybe 20-ish years ago, give or take. So I really love the retreats and then just thought I'd get on board as a sponsor because I suppose it's us, and that's just sort of my way of saying thanks, I think, to Flipper for putting things like this on because I enjoy it so much. My staff enjoy it. And then I started doing, sponsoring and then merchy stuff like this. And I just think it's really fun. So we plan for it. I think about it the year before. We start booking this stuff around January, February, and it's just, I don't know, people find it fun, I find it fun, I like meeting people at the stand, and I'll probably do it again next year.
Oh, we would love to have you back.
Thanks. Yeah, I think it's something different, but no, it just makes it fun, and yeah, I like to up the standard. So, yeah.
And how long do you think you've been a Flipper member for, and what has been some of your favourite things over the years that Flipper have done?
I can't remember how long, but I know I've come to the retreats, like I said, for as long as I can remember. So it would have been about 20 years. Favourite memories, probably just this sort of stuff, like talking to people, meeting people, the fun stuff after hours, like having drinks and, like, 'cause I've been to the Sheridan one down here a few times as well. It's what you get up to, but mostly it's like just seeing people that I might not see as much during the year. I do learn something too, it's not just social. And every time I come, I do pick up something and I'll write it down. And it'll every year without fail, it might be one or two things. And that's all I ask for is just those little takeaways. Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
So we're back at the Sheridan, which is really exciting. Yes. We've got numbers this year of 654 people, if you can believe that. What thing are you most excited about this retreat this year?
Well, a little bit excited for a sparkly dinner tonight, but also really enjoy just catching up with people that we just don't see as often anymore, not being physically in the courts so much. So I just find that so exciting. So exciting to see old faces that you haven't seen in a while or only get to catch up with once a year. It's just fantastic. The connection piece is it for me.
Yep. And you've got a booth and one of our sponsors this year. How has it been meeting people coming to the booth and what you've been talking to them about?
it has been busy. There has been a lot of people, which I suppose with 654, it makes sense. But it's been really good. People are really interested. They're keen to talk about mediations and how that works and how we can help them with it. They're also very keen on some giant-sized freckles and some phone stands and towels and things like that. So that helps as well. But it's been really good.
And with what you love about Flipper outside the retreat, what has been one of your favourite memories of a Flipper event or organisational?
When you say outside of the retreat, I love the retreats. They are just my favourite. They're my favourite event of the year. I quite enjoy as well the Flipper roundtable. Like, I find that really useful. And I'm always, it's one of those things that hits my inbox and takes priority because I think that's just a really good resource. So I find that really good.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, that's great.
So we're back at the Sheridan after a few years being at the QUT, and we've got delegates this year of 654 people. Tell me about one of your favourite Flipper retreats. I'll start with you, Kieran.
Well, look, I was very excited to come back here because the retreats that we've had here historically have been a lot of fun, but good quality as well, as always. I mean, always good memories. And, you know, as Dino and I were saying before, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
And how about you, Dino?
Yeah, I think it's, I agree with Kieran. It's lovely to come here because there's a set routine. You know how it's going to all work out. It's a beautiful venue. The weather seems to be fantastic every time we come down here. And yeah, it's pretty hard to stay concentrated inside. So yeah, love to come down here.
And what session you kind of got earmarked as one you're getting along to today?
I'm pretty keen to see the Caldwell one. Yep. But the ethics one this afternoon as well, I'm pretty interested to see what McMillan KC's got to say.
And you, Dino?
Look, to be honest with you, I'm pretty well looking forward to all of it, really.
Yep. Glitz and glam is the theme tonight for the cocktail party. Am I expecting, you know, sparkly hats? What are you fellas got organised?
Oh, you know, I'm sort of going to rock a bit of black velour, you know.
Thank you for listening to Flipper Talks, a family law podcast. We hope you enjoyed the podcast today. We confirm that the information we discussed today was just that, information for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not specific advice. If something discussed has you considering whether you should take steps, it is important to make sure you get professional advice about your unique situation before you proceed, whether that be legal, financial, accounting, medical, or other advice. Please reach out to Flipper if there's another topic you'd like explored, and if you know someone who might benefit from the show, remember to tell them about it. Thank you for listening.